الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وتابعينا يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمني ورشدي وأعوذ بك من شر نفسي. آمين يا رب العالمين. Today, alhamdulillah, I made a mistake in salah, which called sahw. And people, when you make mistake in salah, the ma'moon, the follower, say subhanallah. If the ma'moon say it in the beginning of the motion, the imam correct himself and do it. If the imam is moving to completely stand up, he should continue. Now what about you as a follower? You should continue. What this teach me? It teach me something important in Islam. The responsibility of following and the respect of following. Can I leave salah in the middle of a mistake of an imam? No, you cannot. Can I decide to correct it the way I like? You cannot. Because now you are in a group. And this is what's missing from the ummah today. And let me share something with you, because today we are in an ultimate chaos. And we're going to chaos after chaos, and we're sleeping. Wonder what happened. When we start thinking what's happening to the ummah, I want you to write this question down, please. Write down, who am I? Write down, please. I'll give you some questions to answer by yourself. And you should be following the camera. You should not sit. You ever see a cameraman sitting somewhere? And the camera moving by itself? Where am I? Write down, where am I? Where I'm going? What is my goal in life? Do I have one? What is my duty? What is my job? You put something in the side, it was before, in a door. You see, when Muslims start being considerate and think, this is the beginning. What's the difference between necessity and duty? What amazing, every time I go, woman writing, men do not write. Men know everything. And they're supposed to be the leader of the ummah. If the leader of the ummah is bye-bye, what do you expect? Really? And you're supposed to be the future of the teacher of the ummah, because you're supposed to be the role model of your wife. We'll come later on when we talk about marriage in Islam. And mashallah, think, is me a role model for my wife? And what I can give her? Now, all these questions, to answer it, you have to answer it according to Allah wa Rasulullah. If you are a Muslim, if you think about it and answer it the way you like, you will find an answer, no problem. But I will help you to find an answer. almost close to 500 years ago, the Khilafa fall down. The last Ottoman Empire fall down. With Khilafa fall down, no more Khalifa. According to all the scholars who know Islam and really a true scholar in Islam, they said, Al-Sharia mu'attala. What meaning Sharia mu'attala? Meaning we cannot implement Sharia. Sharia is limited in ritual called Sha'air. That's it. But Al-Shara'a, which is the ruling and the Ahkam, you cannot implement it. You cannot. You're not allowed. Meaning, if you commit adultery, you cannot go and make the ruling. If somebody steals, I cannot cut his hand. Because there's no judgment. The structure of Islam is not there. I want you to think and realize what I'm going through now. I'm going through the reality of what's happening to the Ummah. After that, we get division. Because when you have no leadership, you have division. After you have division, you have a chaos. After you have chaos, you have colonism. You have the non-Muslim overcome and take a piece from every Muslim Ummah. And now the Muslim Ummah is not belong to Muslim anymore. Now, when the colonism came and attacked Islam, do you know how they did it? Number one, they killed the honest scholar. Number two, they put a corrupted scholar. Number three, they steal the majority of our library. Ummahat al-Kutub, the mother of the books, is not in the hand of a Muslim. The mother of the books in German, in Berlin, in Washington, in France, until today, if you want to study a really heavy topic in Islam, you have to go to them to get the mother of the books. And now the end. The end, which is the first part you should think about it and never forget it. Do you know what is it? At-tabaya, the follower, or the following. And a Muslim, instead of following Allah wa Rasulu, he becomes a follower of culture, custom, habit, situation, you name it. What about us now? We inherited 200-300 years of garbage, of diseases, of tabaya to everybody except Islam. By this way, if you honest yourself, look to your culture and habit, it is all belong to your country where you're coming from, mixed with little bit of Islam, tiny bit. It's not even 5%. Because now if you look really honest, the majority of a Muslim Ummah is tribalism again. Tribes. Tribes, groups, sects, you name it. What about the majority of the youth? It's bye-bye. Bye-bye, bye-bye. Really. High, high quality bye-bye. And not only that, confusion. Lack of knowledge. Lack of understanding. And you add to that, we supporting that by giving the wrong knowledge in the wrong time. When the youth come and find out every group inviting him to Islam from different angle. And the youth do not have even the basic. The basic of the basic is not there. By this way, he cannot distinguish. Where do we go from all that? We talk to Muslim or to non-Muslim, and we said, Islam is submission. If we start submit, this will be the first goal. The first goal is to start submit. Today, may Allah forgive me, but this is the truth, we are a bunch of liars. We won't go to number 10, number 15, number 17, number 20, but we never prepare the first level. Every group want to go to Sharia, Khilafah, Hukuma, government, ruling, this, that, but nobody won't build the basic Islam. And we see what happened in the last couple of 100 years. Because if you look to all these jama'at, today is called jama'at mustahdatha. Mustahdatha meaning what? It's only less than 100 years. If you go 100 years back, none of them was exist. Some ideology can be there. But this way, in the middle of all this mess, if I believe in Allah and fear Allah, what is my duty now? This should be a question. And this question, you need knowledge. You need knowledge. Now, how many of us really seek the knowledge? We go to one masjid after another, one scholar after another, one teacher after another. We grab whatever we want and run. And actually, the majority not even doing that. In the last 2 or 3 weeks, it was hurting me. I see people come and go, come and go, come and go. Why? I will share with you now why. Because all of us have a lack of sincerity, really. And lack of understanding the difference between duty and necessity. Because we grow up, you have to be good, you have to study, you have to have a wife, you have to have a car, you have to have a house, you have to have a wedding, you have. Where is Islam in the picture? It's not there. It's not there. It's almost like the success in my heart and my mind is built up according to success of dunya. But this way, the Muslim become a successor of dunya, running after dunya. And if you listen and study the history of Islam, every time Muslim was running after dunya, you go down. Because we're not supposed to be the people of dunya. Doesn't mean you do not have it. But what you do, take the bag and shut the phone off and that's it. Or put it all the way in the bag. MashaAllah, it's coming, it's listening. By this way, what is the necessity? Going to the bathroom is a necessity. Eating is a necessity. Marriage, maybe, for some, is a necessity. But is this a goal? Is my goal is to do that? How many scholars in Islam accomplish a lot and never get married or have no kids? I'm not telling you not to get married. I'm not telling you not to get education. But the main point in here to distinguish between a goal and necessity. Can I keep thinking when I'm going to the bathroom? How can I think about what I'm going to eat? And when I'm going to eat? Meaning, I'm losing myself to a necessity. Instead, I'm supposed to be a person who had a duty and a job. Last week I was, last couple of weeks, I was talking about Isra and Mi'raj. And when you see Isra and Mi'raj, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went from Mecca to Jerusalem al-Quds, wonder what happened. The first action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended all messenger and prophets, stand in line, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an imam. Do you know what it means? Our prophet is the imam of the whole ummah, and we are the imam of the whole mankind. But if we get the job, we're supposed to be the lighthouse for mankind. But imagine if the lighthouse is dim. If the man who controls the lighthouse, he puts the light off and he goes to sleep. What happened to the boats? Tell me, what happened to the boats? This is what happened to the ummah. When the light man is not having light,
He's not accommodating light, and he's not giving light, and he's sitting in chaos by himself. This is what's happening in the whole Ummah and all mankind, as a result of our negligence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Takwir, He said, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ? Where are you going? I will give you related verses, by this way, you do not said where you're coming from. It's verse 25, actually 26 to 29. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ? إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ لِمَنْ? لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a question. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ? What it mean, where are you going? Do we know the answer? Oh, I'm going to Baruch, and after Baruch I'm going to get a degree, and I'm going to hold my street, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to go to the bank. Is this where you're going? Is this what Allah talking about? فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ? Meaning, where are you going in this life toward the Akhirah? This year, I was part of three janazah. Janazah meaning a burial ground. All of them between 21 to 23. All of them has been graduated. All of them was be ready to get married. None of them was get married. All of them in the grave. I was calling yesterday one sister. I do that, I was here for last one year almost. And she told me about her daughter, 3 years old. She started having diarrhea, and she cannot eat too much. They take her to the doctor, cancer in the pancreas. Do you have respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you have respect to ourselves? Do we think where we're going? Who am I? What I am doing right now? And where I am going? In the future, what is my goal in life? All this question need answer. Because if you do not have this answer for this question, wonder what happened. You are bye-bye. You are astray and you do not know it. Because how you can accomplish something when you do not have a goal? And what happened if you have a goal and you have no constitution? There's another problem. Because we're supposed to be governed by the constitution. What's the constitution? It's called Al-Quran. But how many of us know it, or ready to really know it, and follow step by step? And who teach us the Quran? Our Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now let me take you to another verse. In Surah Fatir, Surah Fatir, write down verse 32. Because today I will give you only five verses. This five verses, believe me, it can distinguish everything we should know as a Muslim today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم أورثنا الكتاب الذين اصطفينا من عبادنا فمنهم ظالم لنفسه ومنهم مقتصد ومنهم سابق بالخيرات بإذن الله ذلك هو الفضل الكبير. Now what the verse said? ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, and this not me, المفسرون, the people who did tafsir, I'm just a reporter. They said, Allah talking about the Quran. ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ. What kitab? Al-Quran. الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. To those, Allah inherited this book, to those Allah chose among His servant. And Allah now put them into three categories. فمنهم ظالم لنفسه. Among them an oppressor to himself. ومنهم مقتصد. And among them he just in the edge. He just barely made it. ومنهم سابق بالخيرات بإذن الله. And among them is really hurry doing good deed toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, to understand this verse, we have to understand the word zalim. What meaning is zalim? In English, called oppressing, or to oppress somebody. But actually, if you think, zalim, I discover, has been reported in Quran close to 300 times. Word zalim in Quran has been reported in Quran close to 300 times. Give and take, maybe 280, 285, 290, according to different word. Who's the first one he says this word? Anybody remember? Who's the first one to hear from him this word, zalim? Our father, Adam alayhi salam. When he commits sins, when he eats from the tree, by the way, eating from the tree was a zulm. Why? If you study Arabic language, zulm meaning decrease. Zulm meaning decrease in an Arabic language. Meaning anything is decreased is a state of zulm. Anything you decrease it from the state of balance is a state of zulm. By this way, the balance is to obey Allah. By this way, any disobedience to Allah is a state of zulm. Any disobedience. And now is many, many levels of zulm. You have two major kind of zulm. Zulm between us and Allah, and zulm between us and each other, and zulm to mankind. And all of us, mashallah, in different degree, we do zulm in three categories. We are zalim to ourselves. We oppress ourselves, we oppress each other, and we oppress mankind. By not obeying Allah, not be a role model, and not be good to each other, and not convey the message to mankind. I'm not going to go through how many people reported from the companion and even the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they consider themselves zalim. If the companion considers himself zalim, what about me? By this way, this verse, if I believe in Quran, I should ask myself, go to this verse, write it down, and ask yourself between you and Allah, who am I? Because it's only three categories, it's no four, it's no five. Allah reported that. Only three kind of people. It's not Brother Ahmed, it's not Mufassirin. No, it's Quran now. Write it down and you read it the way you like it, from any Quran you like, from any Mufassirin you like. Surah Fatir, chapter Fatir, verse 32. Now, let's go to another verse. Verse 54. Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter Al-Ma'idah, verse 54. What is chapter Al-Ma'idah, verse 54, what does he say? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you believe, مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِ Those who are rejected their own deen. And you have to understand the word deen. Deen, a way of life. Making salah and making zakah is not your deen. Your deen is the way you behave. The way you behave, what you're thinking about it, what you're doing, your manner, your character called deen. They never forget that. Deen is a manhaj hayat. And today, actually, if you really read about Quran and Sunnah, you will find out none of us have deen. We might have a partially 1%, 2%, 3% of deen. But really deen, we do not have it. And if you do not believe me, read, for example, Milestones. What Allah said? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. If you do not do it, Allah will get another people. He loves them and they love him. Do you see the first quality? Allah loves them and they love Allah. أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. They are so humble to each other, to the believer, and they have dignity with the non-believer. I'm just going to break it at this moment, and we go to another verse. Now go to Al-Anfal. Al-Anfal. Let me remember. Al-Anfal, verse 72. Al-Anfal, which number, chapter number 8, verse 72. Allah, He give us another categories for the believer. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe, وَحَاجَرُوا, and immigrate, وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and they strive in the path of Allah by their money and wealth and themselves. وَالَّذِينَ آوُوا وَنَصَرُوا, and those who are supporting each other and give victory to each other. أُولَٰئِكَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ, those are among each other. And here, if you study in Islam, we have four cycles. Four cycles a mu'min should go through it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, number one, آمَنُوا. وَحَاجَرُوا, immigrate. What meaning immigrate? Immigrate from nonsense to Quran and Sunnah. Immigrate from your habit and custom to teaching of Allah. Immigrate from a state of disobedience to a state of obedience. Immigrate from following your desire to migrate to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immigrating from running after dunya to migrate to akhirah. Immigrate from running after shaitan to migrate to running after the light of Allah. Because immigration by itself is many levels. And after that, Allah tell you, you want to migrate also? You have to spend. You have to spend from your money and effort for me. Time and effort we have to spend. And we have to support each other. This was having action, meaning it was established already by the companion in Mecca and Medina. Today, how many of us are doing it? We're not even reaching the immigration. Why? I was thinking why. Because we're stuck. When I think about all the people who come to me, what's happening to them? You find the person stuck in a woman, stuck in a man, a job, a title, something. But here you are, Allah called you for His goal. And you said, no, I want this peace. This is the reality of all of us. And this is why, when you look to somebody like Cat Stevens, Yusuf Islam, why he get elevated? Why Allah choose him? Why he grew so much? Why Allah accept him? Sincerity. He embraced Islam, he embraced it. If you look at Yusuf Islam only, after 5-6 years of embracing Islam, he doesn't look like British at all. He doesn't talk like a Britisher. He doesn't act like a Britisher. He living, he talking, he acting as a Muslim. Huge difference. He immigrated completely. I bear witness to Allah, if you look at this person, he immigrated. We do the opposite. We have little bit left over Islam, but we compromise what we have Islamically and we have it and we sell dunya. We buy dunya for whatever left over. We buy dunya for a girl. We buy dunya for a boy. We buy dunya for money. We buy dunya for status, for degree, for whatever it is. And the companion teach us the sacrifice to gain the pleasure of Allah. And we compromise the message for our stupid game. Huge difference. And this is why Allah disgraces us. Now go to Surah Al-Baqarah. 165. What Allah said? وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. And among people who love each other like the ways he love Allah. Do you see? Love has to be for Allah. You cannot love each other equal to Allah. You cannot. Or similar. The love of Allah has to be overcome all the love. And if you're honest in loving Allah above any love, who you think about most? Allah. Who you sacrifice for most? Allah. Who you do the most effort? Allah. By this way, Allah becoming everything, become the center of your life. Because you always devote yourself to whom you love. Very important. The devotion is a result and a reflection of love. If you love somebody, you think about them. You're singing for them. You're talking about them. You're dreaming about them. You want to see them, you want to talk to them. It becomes overwhelming you. And the believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him this title. The love of Allah above any love. Now let's go to Surah At-Tawbah, the famous two verses 23 and 24. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so clear. All you believe, don't have your parents, your spouse, your friend, awliya min dunillah, a partner, an associated ruler in your life from Allah. Sometimes you can read these verses and say, what it mean? Today, my mother said, my brother said, my sister said, so and so said. What about Allah? Who's Akbar? We always say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. But is really Allahu Akbar completely or only in the tongue? And when a topic comes, it becomes my desire Akbar, my situation Akbar, my degree Akbar, my money Akbar, my girl Akbar, my boy Akbar, whatever I want. You're disgracing yourself. And once you disgrace yourself, you're finished. You become blind. You cannot see. Because where is the blind coming from? From Allah. And number 24 is very clear. The famous verse in Surah At-Tawbah. which I really do, I wish do not use verses from chapter from Medina, because I do not believe we are in Medina. We didn't even start Mecca. I believe without no doubt we never start Mecca time. Because if you take yourself and put any companion after 1 day, 2 days from Islam in Mecca, you will never find yourself similar to him. No way. They get the message. They get the message, they work for it. We get the message and we believe we are decorating ourselves from outside and the message is not intact. How? My mind, my heart, my desire, my aim, my time is not for that. Because these people immigrate right away. Look at Mus'ab ibn Umayr, a young man. And his family is so rich, he denied all that for what? For Allah. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٍ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةً تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. الله سبحانه وتعالى said, say يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, if your parents, your family, your spouse, your tribes, your people, your money, your merchant, your houses is above, you love it above Allah wa Rasul, and strive in the path of Allah, فَتَرَبَّصُوا, be careful until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not give guidance to the fasiq. This should scare me. When I read this like almost 17 years ago, it scared me. Because how Allah addressed the believer, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and he ended up فُصَّاق. And not only that, he said, وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي, Allah, he give, do not give guidance to the fusaq. And it scared me when I read Surah As-Saff and I find out the people who deny Moses is Allah called them fasiqeen. Fasiq in Quran is a big word. It's belong to the people Allah disgrace, the people Allah hate most. I can keep going and keep going and keep going. We go back, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Listen to this verse from Surah An-Nahl. Because Surah An-Nahl is supposed to be the chapter of Na'am. If you go to 95, ولا تشتروا بعهد الله ثمنا قليلا انما عند الله هو خير لكم ان كنتم تعلمون. Don't sell your oath between you and Allah with a cheap price, because what Allah say for you is much greater, only if you know. Do you see what Allah said? What is the oath between us and Allah? لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله is an oath. I bear witness, is no one worthy of worship except you, Ya Allah. I accept Allah as my ruler, my provider, my protector, my owner, with the intention I to worship him and follow his message. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the following verse, 96, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ, what do you have, it will go away. We forget that. What you have is going. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ, and what Allah has for you is the one. وَنَجْزِيَنَّ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, and I will reward those who are patient with better than what they were doing. Always Allah talk about the hereafter. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 97, verse 97, Surah An-Nahl, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى, whoever do good deed from male or female, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, and he is a believer, فَلْنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. We will give them the beautiful, happy life. وَنَجْيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And I will reward them with better than what he was doing. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, if we believe and do good deed and be patient with Allah, Allah will give us a happy life. Why today I see us so stray, running like chicken without head, really? I do not see people really Muslim among me organized. You do not even know what you want. Why? Who does that? Allah. Why Allah is doing it? Because we're neglecting the message. Or we're playing game. Can I complain and say, oh, I do not know? You cannot complain to me, you cannot complain to yourself, you cannot complain to Allah, because Allah in a deep judgment he tell you, listen, I will make your limbs witness against you. Talk the limbs, talk the hand, talk the eyes, talk the feet, tell me. Talk the earth, talk the sky. And all of a sudden, all of us will be witness to each other or witness against each other. By this way, we go back to the beginning. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ? Where are you going? How many of us really want to embrace Islam? I was talking about even MSA and all the colleges. Many people do not like what I said. I said our MSA is similar to our government. Really, I'm not blaming you. You guys, mashallah, I do not know. But I'm saying it. Because what happened is, you won't get the MSA, you won't be the leader, you won't meet, but where's the action? Action needing sacrifice, because it's a lot of work. You won't really do something, it's a lot of work. I was talking to some brother before, because I meet many people all over, and it hurt me. They never ask for consultation, they never ask for any advice from anybody, and they go. Ask your elder. Don't worry about me, go to somebody else. But have somebody around you to tell you what Islamically should be done. Even if you do not like what you hear, try to hear it. Learn this adab, to learn to seek advice. And be sincere. Is really you taking it for Allah? How many of you take MSA and after that you drop a couple of semester just to able to do your job? You need sacrifice. You cannot have the A and the professor agree and happy with you and everybody's happy and meaning MSA would be fine. No. It will never work. If you do not believe me, don't worry about it. Go to Quran and find out the whole Islam built in one pillar. Do you know what is it? Sacrifice. And all of us now building Islam in one pillar. You know what is it? Compromise. We love to compromise. Allah called us to sacrifice, and we ask Allah to compromise. It doesn't work. And this way you cannot be elevated. If you go to the verses I give you, believe me, you do not like my tafsir, you do not like my talk, don't worry about it. Go to these verses. And between you and Allah, ask him, Allah, what it mean? Open any tafsir. And cry to Allah and ask Allah, where am I from these verses? That's it. Ask yourself. And if I die, what am I going to say to Allah? Don't worry about me at all. Worry about what you're doing. Because as soon or later, we're going to the grave. As soon or later, we're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a Muslim. Unless you do not believe in that, this is a different topic. If I believe I'm going to die, I do not know the moment of death. It can be young, it can be old. By this way, the main goal I should have to please Allah. I was happy to hear many scholars who died many years ago. And alhamdulillah, I do not have a doubt. We missing the basic tarbiyah. We may be missing basic understanding Islam. Tarbiyat al-Fard, the individual Muslim, because this is how you build any nation. Any nation, under any kind of thinking, you have to develop the individual, male or female. And if you develop the individual, the time will come, they get married. Now they're building the nucleus of any nation, which was or which is family. If the family is strong, the locality is strong, they build nation. Go back to yourself and ask yourself, is me living in a family? Is my mother, my father have the same goal? And we're working to achieve one goal? Today I found out, any girl, she's young, if she really wants to embrace Islam, the first one will oppose her, her own family. I'm talking about the Muslim family. To be successful in dunya, mashallah, go my daughter. Go to hell, don't worry about it. But you have to have an A+. Go to Jahannam, no problem. But you have to make money. But to be a good Muslim, no way. No way. No way. I'm not telling you to leave your study, but be honest yourself and give at least an equal balance of some amount of knowledge for yourself, Islamically. By this way, you can be a role model, you can be a real Muslim, you can be an inviter to Allah. Today, it blew my head off when I see the majority of the question in colleges. What is the famous question in this college now? Anybody know? In internet, all over, what is the famous question? Everywhere I go, they ask me the same question. Anybody know? What is a famous question now the Muslim has been beating with in the last couple of weeks, 1 month? Eh? Do you know where you are bye-bye? Tell me. It's a famous question. Internet, colleges, anywhere. I was a couple of days ago, yesterday, in a fruit store, and one Muslim coming to me and giving me the same question. All over, asking the same question. What's the question? Go ahead.
Is it a weak terrorist?
No, it's an old question. Your faith.
Marriage.
What's that?
Marriage.
What about marriage?
Polygamy.
What about polygamy? Eh? Be so specific. Anybody know? What's that? No, all the question. Something coming in the market very hard. Very hard.
Gay marriages? That's New York City. It's like the latest one.
Okay. No. Go ahead. Something related to Isra and Mi'raj. Number one, Isra and Mi'raj is one topic. The marriage of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Aisha. This is a big topic now on the internet and many colleges. How can an old man marry a young girl? How many of you know the answer? How many know you the details? Do you know the detail? How old when Rasulullah married Aisha radiallahu anha? What's that?
45.
Make a decision. We're not in the food store now.
How old he was? Like 40?
Make a decision. You can be 41, you can be 49. Make a decision.
40.
Is this Islamically we can do that? Can we speculate? Either you know, or you do not know.
I think he was somewhere in his 50s. I don't know that he was in his 50s.
Okay, he married Aisha in Mecca or Medina? I will make it easy for you. He engaged with her in Mecca, but he married her in Medina. When in Medina? How many years from immigration? I will make you calculate it by yourself. Rasulullah have a revelation. Which year? When he reached how much year?
40.
How many years he was in Mecca? Approximately?
13.
13 plus 40. Any one of you know how to do that?
53.
What's that?
53.
53. With a little bit, by this way, between 53 and 54, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Aisha radiallahu anha. How old Aisha at this moment?
96.
Eh?
9.
Make a decision.
9.
You finalize that answer?
Yeah.
9 is almost correct. I wish I have gift for you, but I don't know. Okay? Now, when Rasulullah died, what his age?
63.
And what her age?
19.
19 or 17 or 18 and a half, give and take 1 year, according to different report. When Aisha radiallahu anha died, what's that? When she died?
16.
Make decision.
16.
What's that?
60.
60? Yeah. 60? Yeah. Who else? Give another number. According to different report, I give you the average 66. Yes?
I was told.
Now, you should know all this knowledge. Why? Is Rasulullah marry her because he want her? How he marry her? Go ahead. Jibreel alayhi salam came twice. This number one. Number two, what else?
Hazrat Abu Bakr requested him.
No. According to the report, actually another one. Another woman was close to him. She addressed this topic to him. But the point is, this happened after the death of Khadija radiallahu anha. And something else. Something I always talk about it and you guys do not know. What is the wisdom behind it? Anybody know? Go ahead. What's that?
To make a point.
To make a point. What else? What's the point, by the way? Okay. Okay, this one point, but not the significant point.
To preserve the knowledge.
MashaAllah. You deserve a nice gift. But I do not have it with me right now. If I see you again and I'm still alive, I get you something. If I see you.
What was the answer?
Say it loud.
To preserve knowledge.
To preserve knowledge. Because how we can have a teacher for a woman better than somebody living with a man? Because talk about a topic is one thing, living with a person is different. And the person has to be young, pure. Why today is the majority of our marriage failing? Really? The majority of marriage I see in the market is a chaos. Why? Because you delay marriage, you delay marriage, you delay marriage until you're stuck by yourself. You have some habit of your mother, your father, even you hate both of them sometime, and your uncle and this and that, and in the meantime your friend this and that and he and she, and before you know it, instead of be as a wife following your husband, you follow everybody else and you cannot let it go. And if you have a degree, you add to that, I make more money than you. And the championship is start. And you add to that, our men do not have it. And you won't be a macho for nothing. But if the men do not have it, the women do not have it, and the argue start, and the combination of the diseases start. What's the outcome? A mental institute. And what's the kids? MashaAllah, a nice, confused lunatic. Really. And this is the seed of the ummah. Because who's your kids? We're going to talk about that when you talk about marriage in Islam. But you see, by this way, it was many wisdom behind it. Everyone, you see, as a Muslim, we should answer the topic like that. Number one, he is a prophet or no? If he is a prophet or a messenger, we have to know. Any prophet or messenger, by the Creator rules, they do not commit sins. You do not follow their desire. This number one. By this way, number one, we have to organize the thinking. If he's a prophet or messenger, that's it. Why he did it? We have to see what's the wisdom behind it. Even you do not start with the wisdom, no. Because some of this wisdom, you will not understand it and you cannot teach it to a non-Muslim. Because actually, one of the wisdom also to make Abu Bakr happy. Because Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the ultimate man sacrifice for Islam. After Khadija radiallahu anha, as a man. Do you see or no? By this way, what more than make the daughter of Abu Bakr to be the wife of the most beloved man on earth, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? It's a gift. Huge gift. Gift in this life and a gift in the hereafter. This is why when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam died, and before he died, she was crying, Fatima radiallahu anha. And after that, she was smiling. And when Aisha told her, "Oh Fatima, you never hid a secret from me," she said, "Wallahi, I will never say a secret of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to anybody." And when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam died, she said to her, "Now I can talk." She said, "Jibril came, and he gave me, you know, repeating Quran over me twice, and I know I'm leaving very soon. And at this time I cry." She said, "And why you laugh?" He said, "Are you will not be happy if you will be Sayyidat Ahlul Jannah? You will be the best woman in Jannah, and in the meantime you will come after me. You are the first one to die after me." And she smiled. But in the meantime, as many report about also the status of Aisha in Jannah. But we're not going to go to the detail because it's a different report. But she has a very high status in Jannah. Now for us, where are we heading? What is my identity? Who am I? Because people today want to talk about identity. But identity is related to your own principle in life. Your own goal, it generated your own identity. My thinking, my constitution, my principle, what I'm aiming for, what I'm seeking, all this will reflect on me and give me my identity. People who go golfing, you know, right away you know they're going golfing. You see the equipment. Go hiking, you know right away you're going hiking. Going skiing, right away you see the skiing equipment. Going to the zoo, you see. What about us? Where are we going? And what we have, and what is our identity? Believe me, the reality is sad. We do not have one. We really do not have one. Because the reality of the goal is not there. The seed of the goal is not there. You will never have identity unless you have a goal. For example, even if you go masajid, every masjid you go, you can know right away who they are and which group they belong to. The way they dress, the way they beard, the way they everything, you know right away from the manner and thinking and everything, you know who they are and who they belong to. Right away. Which it should not be. But it's the truth. By this way, identity is a reflection of you, really you. And you is a reflection of your own goal. And this is why, if my goal to please Allah, I'm a Muslim. I behave like one, I live like one, I act like one, I really embrace Islam. And this is why today I should call this meeting, "Let's Embrace Islam." Let's clean up the following of everybody except the only one Allah chooses for us is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, step by step. And I ask you for Allah, in case I die tonight, start inside out, not outside in. Go to Quran Mecca, start with it first. If you can follow Quran Mecca, Medina is coming. If you cannot leave Mecca, you will never reach Medina. Never. Because in Mecca, this is the tarbiyah of Rijal. This is the preparation of men who are going to carry the message. And you cannot let somebody do a job unless he has the quality and knowledge first. And this is what missing from the Ummah for the last 300 to 400 years ago. Tarbiyah. And a tarbiyah need a following. And the following need a role model. And the role model needs sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ikhlas. Okay, what about if I do not have it? Wallahi, I will tell you one advice, and that's it. Cry to Allah. If you are sincere, Allah will guide you. If you have some sickness, you are gone. You're gone. You're gone. Is anybody of you watched this program in Sunday last Monday? 60 minutes? How many of you watch it? Imagine this is a condition. We do not even know who's doing what against us. We do not know our Islam. We do not know anything about it. Okay, sister who raised her hand, what you gain? What is the message you gain? What do you understand? What is the message in the program? What's that? No, but what is their message?
Their message?
Yeah.
Their message is to say that Muslims are following a religion that's based on hatred and evil, and there's a lot of people on the other side that are...
Don't give me explanation.
That's what I got.
What you get?
That's what I got.
Did you see when they give you the glimpse of the movie, when they're attacking Muslim? This was amazing. I ask people if they watch and they watch, but they do not get it. They show you a movie when they will wipe all the Muslims. Go order it. Do you know the most significant message in the whole program is the ending? Do you remember the ending? The last sentence? It was done by expert spy agent. What he said? He said something amazing. Anybody remember? Let me tell you what he said exactly. He said, we have to let God out of it. You remember? He said, this is not God's issue. We have to let God out. This is their belief. Do you know where it's coming from? This has two understanding. Does any one of you understand what it means, what he said? There's two very important points in here. Go ahead.
Means that we're making the exam?
What's that?
That means that it was us, like Muslims, who made religion up.
No, he's talking in general now. He's talking to Christians, Jews, and everybody. Go ahead.
Separation of religion from your life, from your social life, and from your political life.
What you are, you guys out of what? I said what he meant by saying let God out of it. Out of what?
From your private life and from your social life.
Did you not know what he's talking about? He's talking about Palestine situation. Go ahead.
Saying that go after the people and not the religion.
Right.
Okay, let me make it easy for you. Because I tell you the truth. If you understand it, you will not be sitting here. If you understand what he said, you will not be sitting here. The moment you understand, our life would be different. What he's saying? He said, let God out of the problem. By this way, do not label it as religious. Make it a political issue. Make it anything, but don't make it a religious issue. That's number one. Why? Anybody know why? Because you know from back history, if you generate it as a religious, it makes a Muslim bond. Muslim world is bond under hardship. We need a heavy beating before we get together. If we do not get smacked from all over, we will not get together. Really. We need cancer, we need leukemia, we need beating, we need, you know, what do you call it, concentration camp. We need somebody to wipe us up, and all of a sudden, oh Allah, and we get to Allah, and that's it. But we're not willing to go to Allah easy. We're not willing. I'm happy with a $10 in my pocket and a small label, and I get 20 later, and that's it. Leave me alone. This is reality. We are so sleeping. Do you know what they believe in this program? The Messiah is coming. The Messiah will wipe all the Muslims, and even the majority of the Jews, and the left will be a Christian. And that's it. This is what they believe. Now, what's the value of our belief if we do not follow what we believe? Think. Because we are ummah now, big time for nothing. We love to talk, we love to argue, but in reality, are we the inviter of Islam in here? Are we the role model of Islam in here? This is the beginning. I swear by Allah, the one I believe in him, inshallah. I'm telling you now in the front of Allah, the ultimate jihad is to be a role model. The ultimate jihad is to be a role model. a role model for other, role model in everywhere you go. And this is the highest. The highest, no higher than that. In a chaos ummah, in the condition of the chaos, being a role model by living Islam, embracing Islam, be a role model for other, teaching other, invite to other, this is the highest. If you do not believe me, go ask 10, 15, 20 scholars, 30 scholars the way you want. But find a real scholar and ask him. Somebody, I heard him say that. At this time, the high jihad is a role model. But the role model in every aspect. Because it's difficult. It's difficult. Because the moment you want to be a role model, you might divorce your family, you might divorce your people, you might divorce the community. You have to migrate. You have to struggle, you have to sacrifice. Is this understood? Now, what we're planning to do? Everybody's doing. And we listening, we're eating, and we go to sleep. And speaker after speaker, topic after topic, and no change. If you have no change in your life, something is wrong. Something deep wrong. And don't ever blame society or community or anybody. Always go back to the verse in the Quran, which is enough for us. Allah will never change the condition of people unless they change what inside. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيْرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah did not say, well, until they change what outside. Until they change what inside. And if you read the verses I tell you today, it's all related to love. And unless you love Allah wa Rasuluh and Islam above anybody, you're not going anywhere. And if you claim you love, this love should be reflected in your action. By this way, it will be Allahu Akbar in your life. Any question, any concern? What's that?
Which surah?
Which one?
Which surah?
The one I just said? I don't remember now, but you can call me, I will give it to you, because related in Quran actually three, four times, not only one. In different area, in different spect. It's a very famous verse, everybody knows it. And this verse, I believe it without no doubt. If we have it, that's it. If you have this verse in your heart, you're done. Don't ever complain about condition. Don't ever complain about some people around you. You won't complain, complain about yourself. You will be a winner. If every one of us start complaining about himself and change, this would be the ultimate victory to Islam. Because as soon or later we'll embrace Islam, and as soon or later we'll have the nucleus of the ummah, which is the family. As soon or later we can have a real ummah. It has to build this way. It's never Islam up down. Islam inside out, down up. If you don't believe me, go study. Any question, any concern? I know you're busy eating, but you can think. Thinking, you cannot stop it. Unless you're not thinking, it's a different topic. Really?
What do you do if there's no teacher around
you? Cry to Allah. Allah will send you. Cry to Allah. I trust in Allah. Allah promised guidance for what you will have. Allah promised. What happened is, he asked me a very beautiful question. What happened if no teacher around? But what kind of teacher? What are you looking for?
Get closer to Allah.
Get closer to Allah. Call Allah. I promise you, call Allah. Cry to Allah. You see, if we cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah promised He will guide you. Allah, He promised He will help you. Allah, He promised He will give it in your heart. Believe me, I saw it in my life over and over again. All you need is sincerity. And something else we're missing today, humble and humility. Because knowledge cannot come without humble and humility. And adab. 2 weeks ago, I was in one college, and they did not know me at all. I went only one time, and the people were divided in MSA. Some, they want me back, some, they do not want me back. The one do not want me back, listen to what they said, because he doesn't have a curriculum. Do you hear what he said? Or what they said? He doesn't have a curriculum. Is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was coming to Islam, he has a curriculum? Is the message only Allah was having the curriculum? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going from one stage to another. Today we want a curriculum similar to what we have in college, to study, memorize, and go. And that's it. This one is style, but it's not the real style of Islam. The real style of Islam, the knowledge can elevate you. The knowledge make you close to Allah. The knowledge make you embrace Islam. The knowledge make you really belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after you belong to Allah, I promise you, Allah will lead you. Allah will channel you in the way He wants, not anybody else. If anybody know me and hear my voice and my talk, is the same. Why? The basic is not established. The basic is not established. One time some people pushed me hard to start giving them some tafsir. And believe me, if I put the camera here and to the audience, you will see it. And they're looking in a watch and... Why? We're not ready. The basic is not there. If you read the Quran Mecca, Quran Mecca is very simple. I can give it to you right now. If you go to the sequence and stop step by step to every message, it will give you a beautiful tarbiyah. But you know what the problem is? We are a liar. Because once you read Quran Mecca will ask you to do 13 things. We're not ready to do it. We're not ready to do it. We want to go and stuck in our sickness. And our sickness is what? Again. A money, a man, a meat, a woman, a child, a house, a job, a title. And all the Quran Mecca tell you, leave everything, come to me. And this point, we're not ready to do it. Okay, can you go further? You cannot. You cannot. But today we want to graduate it, but without doing the basic. The basic has to be done. If you study how much Abu Bakr Siddiq was rich, was very wealthy. And in the time of immigration, how much money he has? Nothing. Imagine if you sell yourself for a piece of meat, if you sell yourself for a man, you sell yourself for a woman, you sell yourself for a dollar, what else you want? You disgrace yourself. And the moment you disgrace yourself, Allah will disgrace you. I promise you. And you're not going anywhere. And let me tell you, there's another problem we have. We hear the message, we get it, and we flush it, and we compromise, and we cannot allow the stupid life we have, which we do not have it anyway, to be up. How many of us willing to sacrifice part of their time, and instead of taking 4 or 5 semesters, taking 2? How many of us willing? You see, we heard about the table down the stairs. How many people are ready to collect money or whatever and having enough book da'wah? How come we do not organize it ahead of time? How many times we do not organize many meetings like that just for da'wah to non-Muslim? And we even have nice buffet for them. If every hour of us give just 1 hour, we will have 40 hours weekly. But I said it before you guys came. If even the president of MSA is mashallah and sincere, and the people around him, if we sincere, and we each one participate by 1 hour, work in one field, whatever, we will accomplish a lot. But you know what happened? This is the reality. Once even we have a meeting, how many people show up? If it's 10, it will be 3. And we'll not show up in time. And even if you divided the work, after 1 week, what will happen? Oh, I forget. Oh, she said. Oh, he said. You agree or no? And we argue with each other. Why? We're not serious. We're not serious in what we're doing. Please start cleaning up. Because the people of the Allah can start to come here. Because we have to respect and be considerate. We have to be very ready before their time. We cannot go until the last moment. This part of our Islam. Now you get the message. Now what you're planning to do. Think about it. Because Islam is not a talk. Islam is action. And if you die, you will be questioned about it. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا اللهم ارزقنا اللهم ارزقنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا يا رب العالمين اللهم تب علينا وعلى أمة الحبيب المصطفى اللهم استخدمنا نوصل دينك على سنة حبيبك المصطفى وأنت راضٍ عنه وتقبل منا اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب حبيبك المصطفى وحب الإسلام وتحبيب عبادك فيك يا رب العالمين اللهم ارزقنا حب الدنيا ويا رب العالمين لمنفعة الآخرة يا رب العالمين اللهم اخرج حب الدنيا من قلوبنا واملأ قلوبنا بحبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيك الله سبحانه وتعالى accept our effort purely to Allah may Allah سبحانه وتعالى let the love of dunya only to please Allah سبحانه وتعالى may Allah سبحانه وتعالى take the love of dunya out of our heart and make the love of akhirah in our heart may Allah سبحانه وتعالى make us love him and love Rasulullah and love Islam above any love and make other love him for Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us to spread Islam and be a guider to mankind, insha'Allah. May Allah accept us and give us sincerity and qabool and blessing, insha'Allah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم سيئة مسلمة. السلام عليكم.